Supreme, this is Tattva Darshan, Feb 2010, the supreme position of the Srimad Bhagavatam over all the other Vedic literatures. Let's try to understand this by remembering the story of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Shukadev Goswami arrived in the assembly, all the audience stood up and gave a seat to him, although he was only a 16-year-old naked boy. What is the significance of this act that all the hundreds of rishis and sages and deva rishis and brahma rishis and yogis and acharyas, what is the significance of this behavior that they all stood up to receive Shukadeva Goswami? This means that all of the assembled sages accepted unanimously that Shukadeva Goswami is the authority. He's going to be given the seat of honor higher than all, and everyone was going to listen to him with rapt attention. Why did they give Shukadev the seat, and why did they ask him to reply to all the transcendental questions? This indirectly means that they are already recognizing Shukadev Goswami, and whatever he's going to say defeats all their philosophies. And if you see the list of the assembled sages that were sitting in the audience where Shukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam, who was there? Who was sitting in front of this young boy? Some of the sages were Chiranjeevs living throughout different yugas. Some of those sages were millions of years old. They certainly were pretty wise. They've seen a lot. They've seen it all. They've heard it all. They've done a lot. Read a lot of books. You can read a lot of books in a million years. You can hear a lot of philosophy and go to a lot of classes and do a lot of meditation yoga. Some of the sages were a few million years old, ancient sages. Who was there in the audience? Gotam Rishi, Kanada, Kapila, Patanjali. These are actually the leaders, the accepted representatives and leaders of the six systems of Indian philosophy, the Siddharshans, they're all there. And they all stood up, and they all honored Shukadev. They were all assembled at that place. This means that what was spoken there, the answers given by Shukadev Goswami, that means that the Srimad Bhagavatam that he spoke already surpassed all other philosophies. Because the very exponents and propagators and authors of all the other philosophies were sitting at his feet, listening to Shukadev. No one was disagreeing. No one was arguing with him. No one was trying to refute him or debate with him. They were simply humbly submitting and listening. Prabhupada says silence means agreement. So they were silent. You could hear a pin drop. They were agreeing and absorbing and listening to every word, hanging on his every word. So they're listening to his class, that means that they already accepted Shukadev Goswami as superior to themselves, and whatever he was speaking as superior to whatever they had already spoke. Otherwise, why would they come there and leave their own, they left their own ashrams? It's a teacher of the teacher. If you're sitting at the feet of a teacher, and he's every day teaching, all of a sudden he goes somewhere, and he sits at the feet of another teacher to listen to him, and you can wonder, well, why did he go there? Why? Because he wants to get higher knowledge, or he wants to get more knowledge. But the other person must be superior. And all of these gurus, Gotam, Kanada, Kapila, they came there along with their disciples. And their disciples also had disciples. So all these great sages and disciplic lines sitting in the audience, this shows that all these philosophers were great devotees also. They were not atheists. There were no atheists in the audience. If they're atheists, then why were they listening to Shukadev Goswami? Shukadev Goswami was not pampering them. He was giving the straight sauce. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami says the great Atmaram Munis, they're attracted by the message of the Bhagavatam, and they engage in performing pure devotional service. And when he said this, none of these great, powerful, learned rishis in the audience, none of them objected to what he said. Even though they were all the munis he was talking about, the Atmaram munis. It means they accepted Shukadeva's proposal. It was proved by his own experience that all the munis, they knew that Shukadeva Goswami, when he was born, he was a Brahmavadi. But he ignored his father. He ignored all the pleas of his father and he ran out to the forest. He was highly renounced. Yet somehow this person was absorbed in Brahman, this Brahmavadi. Shukadeva, he heard the Harikatha from some disciples of Vyasadeva. He became captivated by the pastimes. So then he began studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami. So they realized that this Shukadeva had personally understood the deep meaning of the Bhagavatam, that he understood the stories very deeply and understood the philosophy behind them. So in this way, Shukadeva Goswami was established as the supreme philosopher of all of India, of all the world, and what he spoke, the Srimad Bhagavatam, was accepted universally as a topmost scripture for the entire world.